Hi, this is Teresa Allen, and it is about 8:45 Eastern Standard Time on July 21st, 2015. And this is the Pacifica Archives Task Force. We have sent out the draft agenda to everyone, and I think the first thing we will do is take roll call. I think just to be sure, we have someone that's taking minutes, Janice Lane Ewart, but I think to do this first roll call, I think I'll do it just to make sure we have everybody, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Adriana Casanave?
Here.
Thank you. Jim Krafka? No response. Janice Lane Ewart?
Here.
Thank you. Frank Lefevre? No response. Steve Pride?
Here.
Thank you, Steve. Mark Torres?
Present.
Thank you, Mark. Lamont Yehi? No response. Serene Roberts? No response. Brian DeShazer?
He's on the road to KPFA Berkeley on the 5 freeway in traffic.
All right. So shall we put him down for excused absence tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa Allen is present. Jim Boyd? No. William Heerwagon?
Present.
Thank you. Chuck Anderson? No response. Ariana Gladney? No response. Lona Elias? No response. Okay. Is there anyone else on the call whose name I did not call? All right. Janice, do you want to read the draft agenda?
Yes, I can.
All right, go ahead.
The draft agenda is as follows. Call to order and roll call. Item number 2, election of officers. Item number 3, approve agenda. Item number 4, approve minutes of April 21st. May 18th and July 21st meeting minutes. And the last
That's an error. It should read June 18th.
Yes.
June 18th.
That's what I thought.
Sorry.
Thinking that, how could we do that? That was just yesterday. Okay. I'm sorry. So let me say that again. Approved minutes of April 21st, May 18th, and June 18th of 2015. The next item, number 5, Archives Director Report, Mark Torres and Brian DeSazer. Number 6, Relationship Between Archives and Sister Stations When Fundraising. Number 7, Confirm Next Meeting. Number 8, Adjourn.
Okay.
Are there any additions to the agenda?
I have only a question.
Yes.
Can you tell me when you send the date that you send those minutes? Then I can search for it.
It would have been June the 20th or 21st. I'm looking for them as well, Adriana, so that I can pull them up. And so I will also look while you're looking.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to proceed, Teresa, while I'm doing that with approval of the proposed agenda, that'd be great.
Hello, hello.
Yes, Teresa, are you hearing me?
Am I screaming or streaming?
Are you hearing me?
Please repeat what you just said.
I'm asking you to please continue as the chair of this committee right now.
All right.
To move into approval of the agenda.
Okay. Well, the next item on the agenda is election of officers, which we gave notice of last month, and then approval of agenda. So right now we're serving as pro tem. So I'm wondering, do we have any nominations for chair of this committee?
I'd like to nominate Teresa Allen.
Second.
All right. Who seconded?
Steve Pride.
Thank you, Steve. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. All right. Hearing none, then the nominations will cease. Do we want to select this person? I will accept. Do we want to select this person by acclamation since we have no other candidates? Anybody have any thoughts on this?
I would find that suitable. And, Adriana, I just sent the minutes from the June 18th meeting to you and everyone else on the task force. You should be getting them momentarily. They were sent to you on June the 22nd.
Yeah, this is Mark Torres. I found that email from June 22. I received it.
Okay. I sent all three of the minutes out. First I sent out the June minute. Two of them I sent, the April and May I sent together, and then I sent the June one. So you should have all the minutes when we get to that. Okay, and you have them in case you need to resend them to someone, correct, Janice?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so do we have any objection to Teresa Allen as chair of this task force? Okay.
This is Jim Boyd on the line.
Welcome, Jim Boyd. I'm sorry. Welcome, Jim.
I don't have internet access, so I'll just have to go without getting any emails.
Okay. All right, fine. Well, if you look, you'll see that we sent out the minutes to our last three meetings around June 22nd. Okay. Right now, we're taking nominations for secretary of the task force. I'll nominate Janice Lane Ewart if no one else will. I nominate Janice Lane Ewart as secretary. Do we have a second?
Second, Steve Pride.
Steve Pride seconds. Do we have any other nominations?
I'm willing to accept the responsibility.
Thank you, Janice. Okay. And hearing no other nominations, I'd like to ask if we would like to accept Janice Lane Ewart as secretary by acclamation. Do we hear any objections to Janice Lane Ewart as secretary? Okay. Hearing none, Janice Lane Ewart is now secretary to the affiliate task force. Okay. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Did we have any other items to add to the agenda? Now, item number 6 is the relationship between archives and sister stations when fundraising. We did discuss this very briefly at our last meeting, and I ask members to think about how we could help archives with fundraising. So I'm anticipating that we could maybe give that 10 or 15 minutes, unless there's an objection. Okay. Hearing none, the next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. The first item are April 21st of 2015. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Hearing none. Okay. Do we have any objections to approval of the minutes as they have been sent out? Hearing none, the April 21st minutes are... Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I have just a question. Janice, I believe that I sent some corrections. I'm not able to see the minutes. That's why I'm asking. I sent you some corrections from one of the meetings. I don't know if they are there or not. That is my.
They were folded into the minutes that I took on that. That was the April 21st meeting, Adriana. at the best of my memory right now, I'm 90% sure that, yes, I received them and they were folded in.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Do we have any objections to approval of the 421 15 minutes as they have been sent out? Hearing none, those minutes have been approved. Now we go to the minutes of May 18th. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Hearing none, do we have any objections to approval of those minutes of May 18th of 2015? Hearing none, they are approved without objection. Now we go to the minutes of 6-18 of 2015. Does anybody have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Ann, we even spelled your name right, I guess. Okay. Does anyone have any objections to approval of the 6-18 of 2015 minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are approved without objection. Thank you, everyone. Okay, now we have the archives report. Mark, are you going to give the report for the archives?
Yeah, I will give the report in lieu of Brian being on the 5 freeway in rush hour traffic.
Is there anything in writing for this report?
There is nothing in writing, unfortunately. I could, within the next couple of days, probably upon Brian's return, he'll be back on Thursday, we could gather something. To tell you the truth, I've been on vacation until yesterday, so I'm just getting my feet wet back with all of the work that is piled up on my desk. So
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you? I'm not in for creating busy work for you. What I just suggest is, sometimes there are stats in the reports that it's very difficult for the secretary to take unless she listens to the whole tape. If you have any simple stats that you mention in your report, if you don't mind sending them to Janice, then it would be easy for her to put them into the minutes.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. That's all I ask. Okay, and then if in the course of your report we have some action items, we will take that from there, okay? All right, so go ahead, Mark.
Okay, I think that the report basically should center on the fact that we are in the final month of our Women's History Grant work. All of the remaining radio programs have been sent from their professional digitization back here to the archives, so we now have the full complement of our entire grant of 2,000 programs in-house, and we are continuing on with our final processing to come up with a deliverables that we had agreed upon within the grant work. So we are all given tasks, and we are all busily making sure that we meet our stated goals and objectives. So so that we are on course to complete that with our lead archivist, Jolene Weiser, taking the lead, and archivist Joe Gallucci heading up all of the tasks that need to take place. I personally have been doing quality control on about 400 programs, and I have to say, I have been here since 1990, and I had no idea the incredible, valuable recordings we have on women's history programs from the years of 1963 to 1982. Absolutely astounding. Each one that I quality control check is another gem that I feel so fortunate to be and proud to be, you know, part of the holding of some of these voices. I've been recently going through a lot of women's singer-songwriters and poets that we've had in the collection that I had no idea we had in our collection. We have women string quartet composers. No idea. I mean, this is amazing history that would be lost to the ages, and I feel very proud that this is now going to be some core resource materials that we're going to be able to give access to all of our listeners and the broader audience and fold into our campus campaign project.
Mark, when you said it's in, you're in the final month of the is it Living History Grant?
This one is our Women's History.
Women's History. Okay, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Women's History Grant, where we are scheduled to be done by September 1st.
Okay.
And so, we're in the final month, as in 2 months, of the deliverables of having all of these programs quality controlled, the metadata entered. Honestly, when I see an entry in our database that would say something like woman singer performing in a coffee shop was how it appeared before, and now we have the Berklee's Women's Music Collective performing this list of songs live from the KPFK Winter 1975 music program.
Mm-hmm.
And it warms my heart that we know so much about this Olivia Records recording artist that is just historically invaluable to have in our collection. So we're busy working on that. At the same time that these things are going on, that we're working on that, the radio stations are in fund drives. KPFK just began today. Many of their offerings are coming from the Pacifica Radio Archive, so we hope to earn KPFA tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars this fund drive using our thank you gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a collaborative event that took place at the premier public summer music festival in Los Angeles called Grand Performances. Last summer, I was invited as a host to one of their music performances because a musical guest who got their start on my show 20 years ago requested that I be the host of the show, and I noticed that Pacifica Radio was not represented on the summer concert series of Grand Performances. And so I set up a meeting with KPFK and with Pacifica Radio Archives, Brian DeShazer, and then Interim General Manager Zuberry Fields. And once we met, they decided that Pacifica needs to be part of the official media sponsorship of their summer concert series. And
mm-hmm.
at the same time, their program director noticed that the 50th anniversary of the Watts Rebellion was taking place in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to know if we had any recordings. And we said, let's look at, I'm sure we do. Let's see what we have. And I sent them over 5 hours of our coverage, which included our KPFK reporters going down on their motorcycles, passing police lines and National Guard blockades, weaving through into the action and getting on the street as it was happening, field recordings with residents, with people who were rebelling in the streets, with activists, with community leaders. We have a report from Malcolm X. I mean, there's amazing materials in these recordings. And so we had planned this out for a year, and the execution of that year of preparation resulted in a July 19th. Wait, what was our day? It was July 10th. Friday, July 10th was our day at the California Plaza, and it was packed. It was standing room only. It's an outdoor venue. There were over 3,000 people. KPFK's Margaret Prescott did opening remarks, and Pacifica Radio's archives, Watts recordings, were woven into the entire evening. and it was an amazing success.
Did you sell any of those archive items while you were there?
You know, we were going back and forth on this. They gave us a table, they gave us a tent, and we were up to almost the day beforehand thinking of selling them at a cost of $5 per CD. And at the last minute, Brian thought that the outreach that we would make with the community would be far greater than restricting the access to that information. So we ended up making about 150 copies on MP3 disc, and we ended up giving those away to the audience. We announced it on the stage that we were open for donations, which people did actually give us, but we handed out the materials for free. And we handed out every single one. There were 3,000 people. I don't think we've gotten that good a response from the community interested in our living history. In addition, on the large hotel wall that is about 10 stories tall, both the Pacifica Radio Archives and KPFK Gobos were projected up, which they were about an entire floor large, and you can see it. It was like the bat signal that you could see across the entire city, posted on this on the highest point of downtown Los Angeles, and it was great community outreach. And we're hoping that translates into new listeners, especially here in LA as we're going into our new fund drive. It was a great community event and outreach to our community. And what we did get, though, is we got permission from the music producer and Grand Performances to use the DVD of the event as a fundraising tool. When we got the green light to do that, that's when Brian said we want to give away our Watts recordings to help promote Pacifica and our brand to an audience that may not know about us. Mm-hmm. So we are going to do fundraising here at KPFK and throughout the network as the real anniversary of the Watts Rebellion pops up in early August. So I'm also busy mastering that DVD and the audio together so that we can offer that as a thank you gift and do a 50th anniversary of Watts on-air fundraising event throughout the network. It's, as I said, I've just been back for a little over a day. My vacation actually was spent helping prepare for that for that event, and then actually going to the event and being on a panel ahead of time with two of the hip-hop artists, Dead Prez, who flew in for the event. They're part of the New York conscious hip-hop scene, and they were very aware of what was going on here in Los Angeles. And we had another local Los Angeles radio station, KPCC in Pasadena, host this event. So we were actually heard on the Pasadena NPR station as well, or Minnesota Public Radio is what they are. In terms of finances, it's the same story, that we are working on getting central services money. If we get that in from all of our stations, our payroll will be okay. I think it's been a little bit of a challenge. Those exact numbers I'd rather defer to the official email that I send out to you in a few days to let you know what those numbers are. Let's see, our campus campaign project, which we've been working...
Mark, you're sounding a little low. Could you speak
okay.
up?
Sure. Our campus campaign project, which we have been working on for several months, we've launched that with an email campaign to our educator community email list. We've already started to get feedback on that. The teachers are already requesting their free education primer CD in a given category in one of our five education categories of Latin American history, women's history, LGBT history, general history, and so we are following up the gifted free CD with a follow-up letter that precisely and succinctly outlines how they can use these programs in their classroom at a very low cost to students at $10 a CD. If we're trying to keep the cost down to students and use them in the classrooms, like have been used with Professor Yiki's class at Cal State Los Angeles and Jose Maldonado's class at Los Angeles Valley College, Mission College, here in Los Angeles.
The four categories are what kind of history? The women's history, LGBT history, general history, and what? What was the first one?
Latin.
Yes,
Latin.
Thank you. Latin American history.
Okay. Thank you.
And we've gotten responses from every one of those. People are interested in different aspects of our history, and so we are very optimistic that that this list of professors will grow. We're sending more invitations out to educators, and again, to the board members that are present on the task force, and to the greater local boards and the Pacifica National boards, we would love to outreach. We're noticing that there are many acting professors that are that have programs on every station in Pacifica. If the board members from the various stations can assist us in getting access to those email addresses, we can send these packages to people within our own network. At the Grand Performances event, somebody who was present was an LA Times staff member who was hosting a summer internship for college and high school students that represent hundreds of campuses in Southern California. He immediately contacted us and wanted our materials on both Watts and the 1992 Los Angeles uprising to draw some similarities between the two coverages. He immediately offered to connect us with the schools that these students were connected with to help send out more invitations. We believe that if we just start with the people that we know, that will spiral and exponentially increase the number of educators that we can send out these packages to at these amazing resource materials. We spent a lot of time putting 10 and 11-hour packages together of some of the best programming in each one of those categories, and it's very impressive. Anybody who sees it realizes that beyond a textbook where you're reading about something or reading what somebody says, that hearing these historical figures in their own voices is an element that students aren't exposed to very often. So we're very positive that this will help us with an additional revenue stream in the fall semester and quarters around campuses to help us with our budget. And again, any help that anybody present and the broader board members can help us with gaining access to email addresses to educators on our own airwaves would be a great help at spreading the word beyond the people that we know here in Southern California.
Mark,
yeah.
You let us know when you're finished, and we'll have to.
I think that pretty much summarizes where we're at right now. We're very busy. Everybody's working every moment that we have here, it's hard to believe, but our 7 staff members are, you know, that's about as minimal a staff as we could possibly be and accomplish what we're accomplishing. We're doing all we can at every level, and you know, my observations as a staff member here for 25 years is this is about as solid a unit as I've seen at Pacifica for such a small staff.
Does anybody have any questions for Mark?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, the first one, in the meantime that anybody else asked, you told us, Mark, that you send to this to members the situation about the central service that you are not receiving, the percentage that the PRI are not receiving. Can you tell me when that was sent? Because I cannot find that email.
You mean for our central services money to be paid?
No. I think that you mentioned that the stations are not paying.
That was central services money. Again, I don't have the exact numbers. I will defer to Brian and Mariana Berkovich, our account manager, what those numbers are. But payments were due in June, in early June, and just from what I've heard in passing, without knowing exact numbers, I know that some stations might have paid, others have not, but it's the one thing that is certain, that is all central services money is not in from that time period, and I can't give you those exact numbers. I just know that that is the case.
Okay.
I have a question, but I prefer other members asking first, and then I will go again. Thank you.
All right. So let me just make it clear for the minutes that you're going to have Brian, you're going to ask Brian DeShazer to send the figures on central services payments to the members of the Archives Committee, right?
Yes.
Okay. Was there something else that I missed that you were going to have Brian's, well, and just maybe the general figures. Was there anything else that you were going to have Brian send to us?
I think a summary of, you know, what has happened since the last meeting. I think we could put that together without very much additional effort, just so that everybody has in front of them what we've been up to and what we have to do in the next, you know, what we've done since our last task force meeting, and what we see to do between now and our next meeting.
Okay. All right. Did someone just join us on this call? All right. Hearing none. Anyone else have any questions? Well, I sure do.
Okay.
Okay. Does the archives maintain an email list? Like, I noticed when you say there were 3,000 people there and they were going to give you a table or a booth, and you decided not to sell the CDs, do you actively work the crowd to see if people want to be on an email list so you can send out, like, notices of new items in the archives on a quarterly basis, for example? Developing a list like that?
That is a very good question. In order to get your free CD, you had to fill out a form which included their name and their email address. So, yes, we did want to be able to outreach to these new fans.
Great.
And we did catch one. I just wanted to add, I think one of the education topics that I think you might not have listed that needs to be in there is civil rights.
Oh, okay.
So civil rights is one of the other titles. Does that make 5 total?
Yes. I must say, do Do your items include Democracy Now! Interviews?
I will double check that with each one of our packages. I think that we did not exclude them for any reason. If it fit the moment, but just for example, I'll read you the civil rights sampler list. We have Japanese internment from 1959. We have Rosa Parks, her first interview after getting out of jail from 1958. We have Fannie Lou Hamer from 1962, James Baldwin from 1961, Mississippi Freedom Summer, Whatsoever a Man Soweth, also about Mississippi, the Ku Klux Klan, Race and Prejudice in America, 1964, Freedom Now, which is part of Freedom Summer, 1963, A Conversation with Muhammad Ali, 1968.
Oh, awesome.
Dr. Martin Luther King in London, 1964, Mary Baraka, 1964, and Remembering Cesar Chavez, 1966.
Well, I can just tell you this. The interview with John Lewis that Amy Goodman did, I have made copies of that, and it is, it was on September 3rd of 2012. It is, I think, an exquisite introduction to the value of getting registered to vote. And
yeah.
It's just marvelous. I highly recommend it if you can add that to the civil rights package there. I also want to call to your attention, I don't know if you've ever looked up this business called The Great Courses. The world's greatest professors at your fingertips. They have DVDs, and it's like learn how to invest with confidence and success, learn how to become an expert stargazer, rediscover the sheer fun of mathematics with this entertaining, enlightening course. So it's courses on DVDs, and they cost anywhere from like about $20 to $50. I think. And, you know, something like that might be, you might want to put together a course that a person could take. You might want to call it a course, just a thought.
That is a very interesting idea. I really like that idea.
You know, I had just received their curriculum, and I can send it to you if you would like to see it.
Sure, I would love to take a look at that. We are keeping our doors wide open and our ears wide open for any suggestions on how we can market our collection. I think that would be an excellent next step beyond getting some of these materials actually in the classrooms to be able to have one of our amazing professors that we have access to. I mean, at one point, Howard Zinn was part of every single one of the Pacifica Radio Archives' early fundraisers. He's a friend of the archives. He loves the archives. He made sure that every time he did a People's History of the United States event in Los Angeles, that the Pacifica Radio Archives was the official videographer and audio recorder of the event. And we have other friends that in education like that, that embrace us, and I bet if we ask them if they could give a course using our materials, even somebody like Professor Yakey, who already uses these materials in his classroom, might want to do a DVD version of this and offer it as a teaching tool. That's a great idea.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, my second question. The National Finance Committee, we met last week. When we received from the executive director the preliminary and unaudited financial situation, we have here that the Pacifica Radio Archives is 50% under, I mean, the income, the listener support income that should be is more than that, but totally is 50%. And the National Finance Committee asks the members that belong to both committees to ask the Pacifica Radio Archives if it's anything that is being done, because even the PNB passed some motions asking for certain ideas, certain solutions from the PRI to the foundation, and we see that the support, just the support is 50%. That really worries me a lot, because obviously the foundation doesn't have the resources. And I want to know if it's something, I want to get back to the finance committee explaining to them what the Pacifica Radio Archive is doing to solve this problem.
Well, that one I am going to defer to Brian DeShazer. He's actually meeting with the executive director, John Prophet, tomorrow in a long several-hour meeting to hash out much of our financial situation, and I think he'll have a much better answer for you when he gets back in town on Thursday. So that's a very good question, and I would like to hold off responding to that until Brian gets back on Thursday. I think he'll be able to answer that much more accurately after tomorrow's meeting with John Prophet.
All right. Well, if you don't mind asking him that question so he can respond when he sends the other information out to us.
I will do that.
Super. Does anybody else have questions?
I do not have a question. I will note that it's 8:28, and I believe we have 32 minutes remaining for this meeting.
All right. Thank you for that. I do want to suggest, Mark, that I know you go to a lot of events, but people really, when they go to an event like that, they want a memento. They are willing to pay the price. They often want to buy a gift. For example, like a birthday gift or a holiday gift for somebody, and you might want to strategically plan on having something to sell at every event that you go to like that, because you're not giving us, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit for how people are clamoring for what's in the archives and would like to have it now and would be willing to pay. And I'm not talking about $5. I'm talking about, $20 or $30 for a zip disk or a thumb drive.
I think
it's exciting stuff.
I think so, too. I will say that this was our first collaborative effort with Grand Performances. They are celebrating their 30th year anniversary next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we displayed a level of professionalism that they really appreciated, and I think that we're going to be long-standing partners with them in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Their program director, Leanne Hahn, specifically likes to have learning experiences throughout her summer concert series, and I believe that for next year, we are going to be integrated into their programming schedule, and I do believe that now that we've had a very successful first show with them, with hugs and congratulations going all around, that we'll be in a much better position to do something like that and have an even greater response from the audience.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't being critical, but I notice, we do a lot of outreach, and frequently if development works with outreach, there are frequently opportunities for people to, turn an outreach situation into a fundraising if you do it right. Like when Democracy Now! Comes and gives a presentation, I'm saying, people want a hoodie while they're there. They want some sort of memento of the event. And if they don't want to buy the book that is being sold, they might want something else, especially if it fits. Well, that's just my suggestion. So does anybody have anybody else have any suggestions or questions of before we go on to item number seven? I mean, number six.
I have.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I want just to add that what you just said, Therese, I think that is a wonderful idea. It's true. I mean, people are asking permanently, what do we have? And I think that it's really valuable. And we need to find a way to make that reach people or have it available, because it's important when you have an event that you have it available there, because, it's a moment that people want to pay for. I think that your idea is really excellent. Thank you.
It was a very wonderful event, I have to say. And you'd be surprised. I mean, there were people, as soon as Pacifica's name was mentioned, there were lots of claps, to go around from the crowd. But people don't really know that there's a unit like the Pacifica Radio Archives that's in charge of preserving that history. They think of KPFK as the station that broadcasts, daily events, and they don't think of it as the creator of history that over the last 60 years is now a valuable collection. And so we were finding out from people who are actual KPFK listeners that, how wonderful it is to have a unit like the Archives collecting from all of the radio stations and having this, audio available at events like this. So, I think it was a eye-opening experience for those 3,000 people that were there, and I think people walk away with at least the knowledge that we exist, whereas before we didn't. And it's true that at these occasions you want to take advantage of every opportunity to fundraise as you can. We did have a donation bucket, which people who were accepting these free copies, they were dumping $5 and $10 into the bucket, and we ended up actually raising a nice chunk of money from that. And they also walked away with a piece of our history. So on this first occasion, I think it was a very successful event. Again, our community building, not just with grand performances, but with the greater LA community, I think was a very positive occasion.
Well, I think go ahead, Janice.
I'm sorry, just because it's come up several times, but we've not been able to follow up with it. I've suggested that the staff consider a monthly donation program where the donor receives from a choice of across the year something similar to what used to be called a Book of the Month Club, but instead would receive a specific download of content every month in exchange for a significant contribution each month. I'm not talking about $10 a month. And I mentioned to Brian that I'd be interested in starting a contribution directly to the archives, not to the station, of $25 a month, and that I would get a curated content every month from the staff. And it's just, I want to put it out here now because for whatever reason we've not followed up on talking it through and talking through the pros and cons of it. I do believe it does have great potential for additional revenue for the archives.
Janice, will you put when you do the minutes,
Yep.
Would you write in there that Janice Lane Ewart asked the director of the archives unit to consider a sustainer program or whatever you whatever you're calling it with curated content, so we can officially find out whether it's on Brian's radar to maybe take the next step and consider marketing or you know working on a project like that.
Okay. Got it.
I think it's clear. I think it's clear, Mark, that and this came up when we were talking about when the Finance Committee and the IED talked to the archives about possibly, you know, finding other revenue streams. Your approach is, oh, well, people didn't know that KPFK was generating all of this history. And that's true. We have, the archives has tended to think of themselves as the money they raise through central services, and some of these ideas that we're suggesting would be additional revenue streams that would have, for example, lists of people independent of KPFK, for example.
Yeah, I we're open to, you know, we're open to any suggestions from the task force for, you know, additional revenue streams. These are ideas that we've thought about ourselves. The executing of a download is something that we haven't mastered at this point. In addition to, you know, I mean, that would be the most convenient way to do it, is to be able to set up an online store. People just like the immediacy of an immediate download when they're clicking the purchase button. I mean, we could also do a mail order sort of thing, but economically speaking, it just makes more sense to be able to offer it as a download, so that we can get the donor the materials as quickly as possible.
I'm wondering if musicians or some organizations of musicians might have that process down pat. Because a lot of musicians they're getting away from CDs and getting directly into downloads.
Yeah. I would agree with you, Teresa, and I'd like to just put in the note that more research on delivery of content away from a mail system would be an effort that the staff should consider.
Okay. All right. So thank you very much, Brian, and you are doing some wonderful things, and it's really food for thought. Before we move on, can you just tell me the spelling of Jolene Beiser and Joe Fulucci's last names?
Yeah, Beiser is B-E-I-S-E-R.
Sorry, could you say that again, B-I-S?
Yeah, it's B as in boy, E as in Edward, I as in island, S is in Sam, E is in Edward, R is in radio.
Mhm.
Okay.
And Joe.
And Gallucci is G is in great, A is in apple, L is in Larry, L is in Larry, U is in up, C is in Charles, C is in Charles, I is in island.
All right, two L's and two C's. Okay.
Yeah.
And they are what is their title? Are they curators?
They are archivists.
Archivist, okay, of that grant.
Yeah.
Okay. So, having finished with this report, I would like to say that the resolution that we passed, I think, in May is on the agenda, and that is for asking each of the five stations to set up a system to archive and send the information to the Pacifica Archives once every quarter. One thing that will come up is if the national board says that this five stations have to do it, as KPFK is already doing, if we do set this system up, the question is, where are they going to find the money to do this? I was kind of been told that this costs like around $500. Is that correct, Mark? Can you remember?
It's somewhere around there. It depends on what type of equipment they may have at the station lying around that they can repurpose, or if they have to actually go out and buy something. But let's assume they don't have anything and they're starting from scratch, they would need a dedicated computer, which you could get from Dell or some other place for a few hundred dollars. The actual software that we use here in the archives is called Total Recorder, and that costs under $20.
It's called what?
Total Recorder.
Thank you.
The Total Recorder program allows the user to record 24 hours a day and divide it up hour to hour. And it allows you to give a default title to the file that it's saving. In our case, since we're recording KPFK, the title of each one of these hour-long files is KPFK, the date, so today's date would be 2015-07-21, and the time, which would be in military time. So it would be 0600 to 0800.
Mark, I don't mean to rush you, but that's probably more information than we need, that technical stuff.
Okay.
But I just wanted the kind of a general figure. So I am encouraging members of this task force,
Deanna,
especially directors, to encourage that the national board pass this and give some thought if you think that your station might be hard-pressed, because I was told that one of the first questions will be, how can they afford it? All right, so go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I remember when we had that meeting, I said that I believe that KPFT Houston is doing it, and I confirmed with the general manager that it's true, KPFT have all the recordings. We archive all the recordings. We have that. The only thing that I think that need to be established is the way that you that KPFT communicate with Pacifica Radio Archives to make that available to you people. But yeah, KPFT have an archive of everything that is being done at the station. Okay?
Well, hopefully the archives will write up a process by, you know, the steps that they expect, so there is continuity among the five stations. So that maybe you can put that there. Ask the director of the archives, DeShazer, if he wants to write up the procedure.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. So the next item is relationship between archives and sister stations when fundraising. Do we want to discuss this any further, or do we want to postpone further discussion of this to our next meeting?
I would recommend postponing it to the next meeting and noting in today's minutes that we're encouraging people to come prepared with suggestions and feedback.
Okay. Okay. So we'll put that on our next month's agenda. Postpone. So the next item is confirm our next meeting. When I look on, I have scheduled it for August. Bear with me, please. August. August 18th at 8:30 Eastern. Okay. We might, next time we meet, we also might want to consider the time. If it's not, I think that we only had one person that wanted us to wait until that late. So I don't know whether we should send something out and ask whether we want to start it earlier, because I think it would be convenient for the staff on the West Coast if we started our meetings earlier. So we might discuss that next time. So we're scheduled for the 18th of August. Okay, does anyone have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. It's 9:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're now adjourned. Thank you, everyone, and thank you so much, Mark. It was inspirational what you're doing.
Well, thank you all for joining in. We appreciate all of your efforts.
We'll try to get some work done and help you out, okay?
All right. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Great
Bye-bye.
Report. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.